So what would you like to do about it?
Well, I mean, it's obviously important that young men in particular, understand that if they get married, or if they share their life with someone in a cohabitation, or they have children with a woman, then their rights in the situation should be defined before they get before they cohabit and before they get married and before they have the children, a child or children, and that the rules that will apply at separation are known to both parties beforehand and shouldn't be allowed to be varied by a judge. So judge's discretion shouldn't come into it except maybe for the very finest detail. And the role of a judge should only be to ensure that the terms the couple agreed to when they cohabited or when they married are adhered to. That should be the role of a judge, to ensure that the terms that the couple agreed to at the time of marriage are actually adhered to. And we should not have judges having any discretion at all to vary the situation widely, which is currently what they're allowed to do. So we have to have new laws passed by Parliament which will define the party's rights with respect to money, with respect to children, and laws which will, compared with the present situation we've got, very strictly limit the role of judges in this matter, and in particular to remove the enormous discretion which judges currently have and which they're currently abusing as well. But young men need to be aware of the situation, and it's obvious that men are still entering into marriage and cohabitation and having children with women without the slightest idea what the consequences of this might be. And with a divorce rate of 50%, and I assume a separation rate of cohabiting couples of something similar, an awful lot of them fall foul of these outcomes, which are massively unjust to men in many cases. Well, the Cheltenham Group's report, major report on the outcomes, is called The Emperor's New Clothes, and can be seen on the UKMM website and the Cheltenham Group website. And it's called the Emperor's New Clothes is describes the reasons for separation, the process of separation and divorce, and the outcomes. That was done in the actual survey was performed in 1995, and the Emperor's New Clothes was published in 1996. It was based on the experiences of 346 people who responded to the survey. They were all members at that time of Families Need Fathers, and they represented something like 25% of the membership of Families Need Fathers at that time, which was then about 1,500. So the Emperor's New Clothes describes the likely outcomes and is well supported by case studies written in the men's own words and with statistics showing what the outcomes of divorce are. So as an example, there's a bar chart in the report which shows that men typically brought 2/3 of the assets into the family, but after divorce, the women typically took away 2/3, and various statistics of that nature, including the outcomes regarding the children and the home.
As far as the children are concerned, do the women generally get the children?
The figures are that of those men who apply for custody, what used to be called custody, what's now called residence of the children, of those who apply to court, of about 10% achieve that, and of course 90% don't achieve that. The actual number of single parent families headed by a man is something like 7%, if I remember right. But then you've got, of those men who separate, only about 1 in 10 apply to court for residence, and of those, 1 in 10 achieve it. So you think, well, that means about 1% of men should have residence, but in some cases, in some instances, the women do just leave and don't want to see the children again. So the men are left with the children. Some of the single parent families headed by a man are situations in which the woman has died young. So although the number of single parent families headed by a man is 7%, the chances of a man getting that situation through court action is very, very small, something like 1%.
Okay, if you wish to make the laws more rigid, what form would these laws take?
Well, clearly, we've got a situation now in which the judge has been making up the law. If you look at some of the Child Group publications, another important one that's worth looking at, again, it's also on the UKMM website and the Child Group website, is a submission we made to the United Nations Human Rights Commission in 1999. And that compares the outcome of marriage and cohabitation and shows that, if anything, men are worse off by marrying, but that there's very little difference in those two outcomes. So in other words, we've got marriage has been dispensed with from all practical points of view. Well, we need to have something replacing that, and that's because the judges have been making up the law as they go along. Did it, in fact, from about 1948 onwards, in the case of Allen, men's rights over children were removed in that case precedent, and in 1973, in the case of Wachtel versus Wachtel, men's rights over finances were removed by the judges without Parliament's permission, in fact, without the public being consulted either. Without the public even knowing. It's because of the public doesn't even know that men are so shocked, often so shocked at their treatment at separation and divorce. So what needs to happen is that our Parliament, our MPs, reassert their authority. We really have got a constitutional issue in this area about who makes up the law and who controls whom. And Parliament really does have to assert its authority over the judges and bring in sensible rules. It was only about a month or two ago that there was some lord introduced a private member's bill to provide cohabiting couples with some rules. And from what I read in the national press, this seemed quite sensible, quite reasonable. But of course the government couldn't find time for that particular private member's bill in their schedule. At this point in time, the government controls Parliament in the sense of what laws that might be passed or might not be passed in this session and in this government, at least until we have another general election, which is another few years yet. But they have no incentive to do any of these things because the laws of marriage and cohabitation and the family just aren't an election issue. So we've got a real problem there, but it is for Parliament to reassert its authority over the judges and to bring in sensible laws governing cohabitation and cohabiting marriage and men's rights in the family, and also to bring the judges back under control and prevent them from making up the law as they go along.